I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Dick Derby. He's with Project Keep Kids Warm, and volunteers will be hitting the streets in Western Marquette County tomorrow to do the pickup of items for kids aged infant to 18. Here's more on the planned schedule for tomorrow and what's going to be done with all the donated items with Dick Derby.
We hope that everybody has saved their Shopko bag with the pink fluorescent label of instructions that talks about Project Keep Kids Warm and how the very, very generous people of the Ishpeming, Nagani, National Mine, Republic Mishigami area, all those communities can contribute to Project Keep Kids Warm. We were just talking a little bit earlier about the fact that the weather is changing, and that's a sign that points in the direction of our project. We're hoping to collect a lot of boots, snow pants, jackets, hats, mittens, slightly used or new, for ages infant up to 18, and all of those will be distributed to needy families on October 24th at the Ishpeming Armory.
You have sent me some photos in the past of the distribution day that you've got tables and tables and tables full of these hats and jackets and gloves and all of these, you know, boots and things like that. You're getting good response, but there's always a need and there's always room for more.
Well, that's true. And as each year goes by, we all know that children don't stay the same size. They grow. And so those parents that were here last year, in many cases, will actually be turning clothing back in for the clothing drive as a boy or a girl comes up to the next size. And those will all be going into that distribution. And then there's a lot of new clothing that comes in from various generous donators and service organizations and businesses that make contributions. But the need never goes away, and we've talked all week with a number of groups about our connection to the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul and other area churches and, of course, the schools. And we know that in our community, unfortunately, there are families who perhaps have seasonal work or someone's been laid off for a while or there's been just other economic difficulties in the household. Could be a major automobile repair, furnace repair, something that's taken money away from buying winter clothing. And so those are the families that we're reaching out to, and we appeal to the always wonderful generosity of our community, who recognizes that the person next door or a few doors down might be one of those people that needs just a little bit of extra help this year. And so again, we're appealing to everyone to open their hearts and make a donation to Project Keep Kids Warm.
Well, and that's a point, Dick, that I think needs to be made, too. People who may have needed your help last year may not need your help this year, but there may be some new people this year that need that help that didn't need it last year or the year before, and they are all of our friends and neighbors.
Yes, and that's very correct. And again, we see that in conversations with the service organizations that are trying to help needy families and who are kind of on the front line of that effort. And indeed, that's the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul who report that there are always new families coming in, or people that weren't there before that say, we're in trouble. We have some problems and we need help.
So what is the schedule then tomorrow? What is the plan that you're following to go get these items?
Well, there'll be many, many students, those wonderful volunteers from Ishpeming, Westwood, Nagani, Hartman High, out on the streets at 10 o'clock in the morning, starting to move through all the neighborhoods, Ishpeming, Nagani, National Mine, Republic, Mishigami area, looking for those bags set curbside, where hopefully we'll see the pink fluorescent labels and know that that's a donation for Project Keep Kids Warm. And that runs through around noon, maybe to 12:30 or 1 o'clock. And Walt, in the past, we've talked about what to do if for some reason you get missed or you put your bag out just a little bit late. As carefully as we try to canvass those neighborhoods, sometimes a bag is just not quite where we can see it, or it does come out late. Those can be dropped off at Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming, Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Nagani, the sponsors of the project, and they can also be taken to Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul.
That's the comments of Dick Derby, the organizer of Project Keep Kids Warm. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.